The Simply Strategic Show with Tim Stevens and Tony Morgan.
Tim, I still love the English chick on the intro.
I think
stunned, silent.
I think I agree.
How do I respond to that? Her voice, Tim.
Well, I was thinking about Emily right when you said that, and yes. I was feeling bad for her.
Why were you thinking about my wife?
Because you said you liked English chick.
Her voice.
Okay.
Today is a special day. You probably didn't realize this.
Tell me.
It's Thursday, April 6th.
Yep.
That is my half birthday.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, we celebrate half birthdays at the Morgan household.
From a man who hates holidays, you celebrate half birthdays.
That's right.
So you have 12 birthdays a year to celebrate.
At our home.
In your immediate home.
In our immediate home, we have 12 birthdays. That's right. Now, the half birthdays, they aren't as, you know, celebratory.
What do you do?
Is that a word?
Yeah.
As the full birthdays, but it's still it's a pretty special day.
All right.
I get to eat whatever I want to eat. And
Don't you do that every day?
Well, I don't do any laundry, and I don't do any cooking.
That's every day, Tony. I'm not convinced.
All right. Well, today's show, we're not going to focus on my half birthday, although I know you want to, Tim. We're going to be focusing on hiring, how we do staffing at Granger Community Church, and I know you'll want to really dive into this topic because it's one that you enjoy talking about. So we should just do that. We should dive right in. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Simply Strategic Show.
Hi, my name's Kim Volheim. I'm on staff here as the Technical Arts Volunteer Specialist. Before joining the team, I had my own video production company where I created videos for 20-some years, and I have also been a flute finisher for that same period of time.
I'm Kim Meyer. I'm the Communication Director here at Granger, and before I came on staff back in 2002, I was the Corporate Communications Manager and Internet Strategist for Moody's Financial Corporation out of New York City. We had a little South Bend sub office.
Hi, my name is Corey Mann, and I'm the High School Director at Granger Community Church. And before joining the staff in 2002, I was a Top 40 radio DJ for 15 years.
My name is Georgia Fawcett, and I am the Director of Children's Ministry at Granger. Before joining the staff, I was Human Resource Director at Meyer Corporation.
My name is Shelley Arredondo, and I'm the Experience Specialist here at Granger. And before joining the staff in 2003, I was the Director of Training for TGI Fridays.
My name is Susan, and I oversee the cafe and bookstore at Granger. And before joining the staff in 2002, I think, I was the retail manager for Cracker Barrel Old Country Store.
I'm Melanie Rosander, and I am the facilities manager here at Granger Community Church. And before I joined the staff in 2006, I ran restaurants as a restaurant manager.
So, those were friends of ours kind of telling how they got to staff.
Yeah, people who came from a different position in a completely different industry.
That's right, and that's kind of leading into today's conversation because people have always been wondering, I'm sure, how in the world do I join the staff team at Granger Community Church? You know they want to join our team, Tim.
They want to be in an office next to you, Tony.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Usually the question I get.
And I'm sure that they would celebrate my half birthday with me.
They would. Definitely.
That's what I'm thinking.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, we should get to the topic here. We're talking about staffing today, and it's actually when we do workshops, this is probably one of the most frequently asked questions. It's some topic around the issue of staffing. And so we thought we'd kind of unpack that a little bit. And you've talked in the workshop about this issue of whether or not we hire somebody from outside the church, someone who's demonstrated skills and abilities and had experiences outside the church in a ministry setting, bring them onto our team, or if we hire somebody from inside the church who may not have any experience in ministry aside from their volunteer role.
That's right.
How do we do it?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. You know, someone asked me not too long ago, you know, what's the most important thing you do? And, you know, without blinking, I said, it's hiring the right people. It's finding the right people. And I think for any church senior pastor, executive pastor, director, you know, finding the right people for their team is got to be like number one priority. And so what we have found is hiring from the inside just makes a huge difference. And that is finding capable volunteers, people in your church that are already serving, already engaged in ministry, and bringing them on the team, freeing them up from their workplace job, being able to pay them so that you can bring them on the team. And we've got some historical data on this as well.
That's right. I think you've gone back recently and counted. Right now we have about 75 people,
that's right,
I guess, on our team, and that's a combination of full-time and part-time people. Do you remember the breakdown?
As far as inside and outside?
No, as far as the number of full-time and part-time.
I don't. I think it's somewhere in the low 50s full-time, okay, and the rest are part-time.
All right. And so of those 75 people that are on our staff team, how many people were hired from inside and how many from outside?
Right now, 72 out of 75 were hired from inside.
Okay.
And, you know, a few months ago or a couple years ago, actually, we went back and looked at kind of hiring practices from the previous 15 years. And, you know, it was interesting. You know, we kind of like set up columns of successful hires and unsuccessful hires. And
which column?
So far, you're in the successful.
Oh, good.
Column, as am I.
Oh, good.
So we're there together.
It's nice that you would give yourself that credit.
Yeah, I had some help, and everyone in this room, well, that's on staff, but he would be in the successful column if he was on staff.
He, good.
The nameless he in the room.
We do have a studio audience again with us this evening.
And that's pretty cool. So successful was, you know, people who are still on staff, or they left, and they left. It was a good leave, you know, kind of the difference between a good and a bad leave. You know when you have a bad leave. Unsuccessful hire, people maybe we had to fire, or maybe they resigned and it was a bad leave, mm-hmm, you know. And it was interesting. Almost all of our bad leaves, our unsuccessful staff hires, came from people we'd hired from the outside. And virtually all of our, or almost all of our successful ones, came from people we'd hired from inside the organization.
And so why is that? Why is it that someone that we hire from inside, we tend to have more success with that in those staffing decisions?
You know, I think a big part of it is you just know so much about the person. I mean, you know what they what strengths that they have, and you've seen those in action. You know what weaknesses they have. I mean, because face it, anyone we hire has some weaknesses. So mm-hmm, with someone that you've already worked with, you already know what the weaknesses are. There's no surprises.
Right.
You know that their heart beats fast for the mission of the church, and it's not just they're not just mentally assenting to the mission. They know it, they believe it, they embrace mm-hmm it because they've experienced it to change their life. And when you hire someone from the outside, you know, they sign on the paper and say, yeah, you know, they read the mission or the vision, and they say, oh, okay, I agree with that. But until they get there, they don't really understand what it means in our context.
That's true.
And so it's a little bit of a risk.
It is. And in fact, in the individuals we have hired from the outside, for the most part, through the years, it's only been out of an existing relationship that we had with somebody.
That's
even
right.
In those cases.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. The three that are on staff right now, it was that case in all of them. It was we had an existing relationship with them that had been developed over years.
Yeah.
And so, and Tony, you and I are examples of that, of being hired from the inside.
We are. And in fact, I thought it would be fun in the, we'll do an intimate moments segment.
Yeah, that'd be
here
great.
In the show to kind of delve into our pasts.
Yeah, as part of the whole half birthday continual celebration.
I think that's appropriate, Tim.
Okay.
We should do that. You've been listening to the Simply Strategic Show. I'm Tony. I'm here with Tim, and we'll be right back. Okay, you mentioned in the last segment that you and I were both hired from the inside.
Yeah, that's right.
Insiders. And actually, I was very inside.
Yeah, we should hear a little bit about your story, about how you came on staff and why,
yeah,
and what you were doing in the church before then.
Yeah, well, we were recovering Iowans at the time. We had just moved into the area from Iowa.
Are there support groups for that?
Unfortunately, it's like a 42-step program to get through that. But
is it called IA?
Yes.
Okay.
So we moved into the area. You know, job brought us into the region and checked out this church, Granger Community Church, and started attending. It was the first church we'd been to where we felt really comfortable that we could invite our friends that weren't attending church. So we were really excited to get connected to the ministry, and we immediately took some steps like we always encourage people to do out of the weekends. We wanted to get connected in relationships, and so we decided we'd try to find a small group. And so I called the church and, you know, help us get connected to a group. And lo and behold, Tim.
Lo and behold.
They gave me your telephone number.
I remember that.
Which is 574-27.
I think we should just skip that part.
So I placed the call.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to be connected to your group, but you apparently had alternative plans for us that first evening at your house.
We had kind of an audition process, a secret audition process.
We found this out afterwards.
Yeah, you did. Well, you know, we did.
Part of me wishes that we had not made the cut, because I would have really liked to have heard that conversation with you had we not.
You mean me telling you didn't make it?
Yeah, that would have been quite fun.
Well, we could replay it right now if you want to.
If you want.
It really wouldn't be that hard. No, but we wanted to make sure that there was like this chemistry for a new couple that we'd never met coming into the group. So we kind of set up this dinner at our house of just, hey, a bunch of couples getting together and come on over and, you know, chew on some hamburgers with us, and then we'll see if we like you.
Yeah, so we were attending the church for a number of months and in your small group, and we were quite full from the hamburgers that you made us. And I don't know, it was a number of months into that, and you invited me to join the staff team.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It was interesting. We had a position come open, and we're always, even at the time, we were always looking inside the church first when something like that came available. And, you know, God had knit our hearts together, and in just those, I don't know, 4 or 5 months since we'd met each other. And so it was fun to invite you onto the team.
So in your former life?
In my former life.
What were you doing?
I was in prison.
Did they not have applications when you were hired, or what's the deal?
No, I wasn't in prison. In my former life, I was attending Granger. I was working at a small parachurch ministry that's located about a half hour from the church. And you know, I was kind of surrounded by Christians in my job there at this ministry, and I was surrounded by Christians at the church I was attending at the time, a great church, but a church that's pretty much focused on growing up believers and didn't have a lot of outreach focus at the time. And so it's talking to a friend, I just felt like, well, I needed to be in an environment, whether it was my job or whether it was church, where I could rub shoulders with some people who weren't Christ followers yet or who were new believers. And so started attending the church then in the fall of 93.
That was back in the theater days.
Back in the day.
And how were you connected in ministry? Were you serving at all, volunteering before?
When I first started, I started volunteering initially in the setup crew, coming in early Sunday morning and setting up, and then eventually on one of the tech teams running sound.
And somehow through that process, you started to get connected to Mark, our senior pastor.
Yeah, there's only a few hundred people in the church at the time, and so I attended a leadership conference with the church staff and anyone else in the church that wanted to go, and I was able to kind of forge a conversation with him at that time, and we started talking about what would a staff position look like.
So there you have it. Intimate moments, Tim and myself sharing how we got on staff at Granger. It's just that simple. You just need to get into Tim's small group. That's what it amounts to.
And you have to call me, though, but you don't have my phone number.
Again, 574.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, that's Intimate Moments. We'll be right back. Okay, so today's show, in addition to being a fantastic celebration of my half birthday, has been all about staffing, Tim.
Yep, staffing from the inside.
Which raises the question, looking back at your years of employment.
My life.
What was maybe the one job that you wish you didn't have?
Boy, I worked for about 6 months at a nursing home, and I had to, my job, multiple jobs. One was to clean up urine off the floor after the dining moment. But I also had to puree everything. I had to, like, grind everything. It didn't matter what it was. Just grind it up and get it in liquid form to serve to our guests. And then I'd clean up their stuff after the meal. That wasn't very fun. Okay, your turn.
I would be in agreement with that, Tim.
All right. See if you can top that. Did you have a worse job than that?
My worst job ever. Well, I don't know if I would classify this as the worst job, but it was a unique job.
Okay, unique works.
I was the litter czar for the city of Piqua, Ohio.
That was like capital L, capital C?
Well, that was my unofficial title.
The litter czar.
Yeah, litter. I oversaw?
Is that a word? Gave oversight to.
Exactly. The litter prevention and recycling program of Piqua, Ohio.
Litter prevention. And was this before you were like a big city government dude?
Yeah. That was my first desk job in local government.
Is the city clean?
It was pretty clean after I was done.
Cool. Well, yeah. that's unique.
I was an inside hire for that job, actually, too.
Were you really?
I was promoted from weed eater on the golf course.
Wow. That's something.
Exactly.
That's unique.
All right, folks. That was all about staffing, and we'll be back next week. We're going to be talking about the upcoming Easter holiday. It should be a good show. You've been listening.
We're going from holiday to from half birthday to Easter, and just
you cut me off. I was about ready to close out
time.
The show, Tim.
I know, but I had more to say.
All right, that was Tim that cut me off. I'm Tony. You've been listening to the Simply Strategic Show.
You've been listening to the Simply Strategic Show with Tim Stevens and Tony Morgan. For more information, visit wiredchurches.com. Copyright 2006.